from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is just over the horizon. Just 4 hours separate D-Lo and Casey from being just players in the radio business and greatness. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 999.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, Casey. Spot first from sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Y'all heard the man. Episode number 999.
The music, it just felt like tribal chiefish.
Yeah, there was strong bloodline vibes there. Welcome in. You heard the man. Episode number 999. Apparently, we enter greatness tomorrow, according to that intro, and I'm all for it.
All for it.
Who knew?
Let me ask you, who's the tribal chief? Who's the tribal chief?
Roman. What do you mean?
Well, so how's it going to be Roman when Solo just beat him up and said he was the tribal chief?
Roman beat him up the week before.
I mean, low key, it is Solo, but. Roman's got to get that back.
What the old man did. He said,
oh, that's funny.
Roman Reigns. No, I don't care what you say. Don't ask me no more. It's goddamn Roman Reigns. I don't care what Solo said.
No, that was a funny video. I popped for that. That made me laugh.
We enter greatness tomorrow.
That's what the voice guy said. That's what the voice guy said. So if the voice guy says we enter greatness tomorrow, who knew
were we just average today?
Who knew we were just average bench warmers?
It's a couple of jerks.
just a couple of jackasses on the radio. But tomorrow we clean it all up.
It's like winning a championship. You're a bum and then you win a championship. You're great.
Now we're going to start like those guys for a stretch in the 2000s, everyone who won the WWE title started wearing a suit. Like, that's going to be us. Like, come Friday, we're going to wear suits to work. We're champions now. We're champions.
I saw a video last night.
Thank you, West Sac King. A couple of local radio yahoos over here.
We are that, according to some. According to some that don't matter.
According to one.
But I saw a video.
Give me an almond milk mocha, bitch, and keep it moving.
So all white chocolate mocha. That's all you got to do for me.
That's all you got to do. That's all you're. That's all you're qualified to do.
I saw a video. You were talking about the champions wearing suits, where Brock busted open Randy Orton, and the people in the back didn't think it was a work.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that when he?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember
that was a nasty little gash he gave that dude.
Man. If memory serves me correctly, it was a work in the sense it was the plan, mm-hmm. but the shots were real with the idea that Brock is so skilled at this. He's like, look, I can do it because he did it with his elbow.
Yeah.
He's like, I can essentially slice you with my elbow and not hurt you, mm-hmm. but there is going to come a point where we're gonna have to like do this, and so the idea to get the color was the elbow shot. And I think it was Jericho told the story.
Jericho wanted
was pissed. Yeah. Like he was like, what sort of like, what is this? And he confronted Brock about it, and I believe Brock told him to get the F out of his face.
I don't know. I think I was watching it that time. I don't know how. I don't remember that. But he cut Randy Orton open.
Yeah, he got him pretty. Go back to that his first match back after being gone for so long. He just drilled Cena right above the eye to split it open, and they were off and running.
Was that the same time? No, it wasn't the same day, but it was. Didn't he like in wrestling term, not in real life, but break Triple H's arm? Was that the same time?
I think that was later.
And then the next week, I thought he. Did that Triple H?
Yeah, it might have been. That might have been SummerSlam or I can't remember if that was SummerSlam or WrestleMania.
They were both on Raw.
I know who won the match, though. CEOs don't lose. or COOs or whatever his title is over there. They don't lose. Not sure how we got there, but we're here now. Episode number 999. For those who didn't hear on the handoff... Well, add Big Sean to the memorandum list because Big Sean ain't going to make it tomorrow. And shout out to Big Sean. One, I can't wait for Bianca Belair to cancel. That is just going to make tomorrow. That's just going to make tomorrow perfect. But shout out to Big Sean's people who actually reached out the day before and were like, I'm really sorry. He's sick.
Yeah.
He's canceling all of his appearances for now. We'll get this rescheduled. But he's sick right now. So they didn't know it was episode 1000 and what a big deal it was. So we'll just have him on episode 1003.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah, we'll set it up in the future, man. It's all good for.
He's got the link. If you're feeling better, like just show up. You got the link.
Yeah, you do. Like that's right. He does have the link for tomorrow's show. And it really wouldn't be like a big D'Lo and Casey show if someone didn't cancel.
That's just how we do.
Like, that's just it.
Or
like,
what happens to us.
No, that's what happens to
keeps
us.
Keeps us humble. That's all it is. Show 1,000. Yeah, whatever. I'm not going on your stupid show. Okay, sir?
Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. That's fine.
Yeah.
But don't miss the start of tomorrow's show. One, you should be tapped in beginning at 10 a.m. But don't miss the start of tomorrow's show. It's going to be different. It's going to be fun. Obviously we're really excited. Today is just kind of a matter of getting through the day. I've already been told the second this show is over, say whatever you have to say on KSFM and get your ass out here, because while songs are playing, apparently I'm moving furniture, which I was prepared to do. I knew that was part of the deal because I am a bit controlling. If you guys haven't, you know, picked up on that over the last few years. And
what?
Thank you. No, it's good. It's fine. No, get your stuff off today. That's good. It's good. I have to go set the furniture up the way we want it to look tomorrow. So it's going to be fun. And Kimberly's amazing. She's getting everything that we asked for.
Yeah.
And Kiki's Chicken is sponsoring this joint, man. So we're going to have some fun. Kyle Shanahan, that's all tomorrow. We've got a show today, and mm-hmm. we're thrilled that you're here with us, man. Thank you. We'll let you know as soon as Bianca Belair cancels. The only one I'm confident will be here tomorrow is Matt George. And we scheduled, so the idea was we realized as the voting for the top 10 moments was shaking out, mm-hmm. Matt's a part of a couple of them. Like, we got to have Matt in here. So Matt will skip his Thursday appearance and join us tomorrow, I think in the 1 o'clock hour. I'll present him with a special gift for his top moments in D'Lo and Casey history.
Is he gonna go back to back?
No.
Okay.
No.
We might have some things lined up for
that. Remember, the plan was until she cancels, Bianca's gonna air in that Thursday spot.
That's right.
And then when Bianca cancels, we'll just figure it out.
We're used to it.
What if we try this full circle? We get like E40 on. We get Brian Scalabrine out here.
We don't need to do that. There's no scenario where we need to get Brian Scalabrine on.
What if Charlie had it all lined up where all these people showed up on the Zoom? He's like, I fooled you guys. Here's Big Sean and E40 and Brian Scalabrine.
Oh, God.
They're all here.
Oh, God.
I can see it.
Who else is Jemele Hill? We had that one.
I feel like the list has to be a lot longer.
P-Lo that one doesn't show up. He just showed up to the other show.
And we won't get into it now because we'll talk about it tomorrow, but does our guy make the list of not showing up?
The guy who has the funny excuses? I got to write that into tomorrow's show so we don't forget. Since Big Sean canceled, we know where we can... Jesse reveals funniest guest responses. There we go. You don't want to miss that either. That'll be good. And to be clear, the person we are,
that's family.
He's friend of the show.
Very much so. I honest to God don't think he ever said save Jesse's contact. So, like,
honestly made the bit so much better.
He did have a great response to me.
Yeah, we've had this conversation.
Yeah, no, this would be good.
Personally.
That's right. We did. We'll talk about it.
This just in for Thursday. Joe D's gonna pull up on us on Thursday.
Okay.
As week zero gets underway for high school football.
There we go.
Had some crazy games. I was surprised to see. I didn't know Long Beach Poly coming to Folsom, so just confirmed. Joe D said I'll pull up on Thursday.
Zay, can you send me some clips? Just start emailing me some clips right now.
You got him in the tuck.
Zay's been preparing for this moment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Zay has been preparing for this moment. Our man is, man, he is working tough for us.
That's what's up.
I kind of debated how to do this. The top moment was a dead heat. Between, where are you?
Okay, Lake Show.
I don't know and
how that's number one.
Ricky Starks.
That's a good name.
And so I was like, all right, I'm going to put it up on Twitter. And then once we get to commercial, I'll put it up on YouTube. It's going to be a dead heat no matter what. Uh-huh. And then I debated, do we put like 8, 9, 10, 11 in there and let people vote and kind of shake out order? The order was really, it was those two were running away at the top. Then there was like the top five were relatively close, but they were clearly the top five. Mm. The next five, I think people were just trying to pick their favorite moments.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
But we'll reveal all of those tomorrow. I am surprised at some moments that didn't make the top 10.
Poor one out for Alcatraz.
Alcatraz.
Poor
did
one
not
out for
make
Alcatraz.
It. I'm stunned by that. Alcatraz, I thought we
that
solved.
Was a good moment.
I thought we solved one of the greatest mysteries in the world.
Not thought right we there. Did. We did solve it.
The guy who was late for the escape, like that. That was just
that was the classic.
Like, I go to a family dinner, like, yeah, Alcatraz is crazy. Let me tell you something, pal.
He was late for the escape.
Like, how do you miss? And then dimed everybody out because this punk ass missed the boat,
and he built a boat. Let's not forget it.
We'll come back, man. We'll come back. We're just getting started. Kyle Shanahan offered a update on the situation with Brandon Ayuk.
I'm going to ask you something about that when we come back to him.
We'll do that. We're just getting started. We're happy you're here with us. It's Stilo and Casey. I demand a recount for Alcatraz. I'm all for it. I'm Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Yeah.
Kenny's joining the YouTube Live universe, YouTube TV.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Big deal. Yeah, it's happening.
It's a scary jump, but it's one you got to make.
It is. And then, like, I was testing everything out. There was it was a little laggy. I was like, well, wait a minute. I'm glad I still got this 7-day thing situation, because I don't know, it's a little laggy. But then I went into another room. There was no lag. Everything was good. So far, so good.
Maybe ease up on, like, cleaning the lake. Maybe do it once a month rather than a couple times and spend more money on the internet.
We'll turn the scoreboard off outside, too.
Yeah, you could do that.
Scoreboard either.
Like the Wi-Fi scoreboard that you use, turn that off, and that might help. The one that's attached to your shooting gun.
I don't have either one of those things.
You don't have a shooting gun. That's what you're saying right now. You
don't? I have a shooting gun. That's I don't
have a okay, case closed. There we go. Scoreboard. There we go.
It doesn't have a scoreboard?
No.
You didn't post your scores?
That's not a scoreboard. That's on the app.
I'm sorry. Is it something that keeps track of your scores?
Yeah, it's on
Jesse,
the app.
What is that called?
It's called a scoreboard.
Okay, no, that's a you scoreboard. Got a scoreboard.
Where I'm from,
scoreboard.
We call it a scoreboard.
An app is an app.
I guess when you're rich, you call it something else. But yeah. Us poor people, we call it a scoreboard. Like, if you have
it's
something.
It's these Golden State guys. He's got the ring and he's all tech and all this stuff.
Well, he worked for Michael Jordan, so nothing's ever been the same yet.
Are you guys finished? Are you done?
I'm not sure.
Are you done with this nonsense?
I remember one time I watched Pros versus Joes when I was a kid. Went to school the next day. We had a project. And I said, I want to be like Kenny Caraway.
You didn't even watch it live.
He kicked Chris Mullin's ass.
Yeah. Well, he had a different voice back then, too. I thought it was pretty. It's pretty crazy how he disguised his voice for that episode.
That's why I didn't put two and two together. We worked with the Pros versus Joes guy. Because his voice is so different.
Yeah.
The 2K guy as well.
Well, no wonder he got steak.
Shout out 2K.
No wonder he got
steak. This is the one where you guys just
in old fashions and all that.
Yeah, I think they call those prawns the big shrimp.
You got old fashions.
I got mushrooms, pal.
I didn't get old fashions that day. It was the other time when we were at Sky River.
Oh, it was another time that you got old fashions.
You got old fashions too.
I don't remember. Well, yeah, that's right. Stacy did buy me an old fashioned. She was like, look, you can get this one.
See what I'm saying?
But other than that.
And to come to think of it, everybody ate that night. What are we talking about?
The second night?
Yeah, Sky River.
We ate it prime. Yeah, there was no way we're going to eat, not going to eat it prime. Yeah, we ate that night. Might have fired a few people along the way, too. That wasn't our intention, but I'm telling you, we were Shawn Michaels and Diesel in that joint. Like, they got to go. He looks at us and says, hey, who in this building sucks? Well, I'm glad you asked.
Is it a whole new building?
Huh?
Nah, there's still some people around. It's almost a whole new building, though.
From that day? Well, no, some stations changed, but like, look, Andy ain't ever going anywhere.
No.
Complex wasn't here yet. Kimberly wasn't here yet? She wasn't.
This is
where we met to close the Sky River deal. Mm. This is where everything came together with Sky River.
That's right.
Really, yeah. I mean, Sky River being with us for 2 years, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but between what Sovereign Brands did for us, yes, that opened the door for what Sky River is doing for us. And like, I, you know, for those who can't make tomorrow's show, like, I know I put a lot of restrictions on it because it's here at the studio and I have a lot of people telling me the way things need to be tomorrow. And so, like, this isn't just like your regular live show. September 9th at Sky River Casino. Do not miss that show.
Oh, man, that's going to be a good time.
We're there every quarter at minimum, and we never overhype these shows. You're going to want to be at this one, though.
Yeah.
First Monday of the NFL season. That we won't get to talk to Kyle. We won't get to talk to Chris. We won't get to talk to Nick Wagner because they're all going to be at Santa Clara,
yeah,
at Levi Stadium. So we're going to find a way to make that show work.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to have a good time.
Yes, indeed. Going to be a good time. 32 Bruce Street is going to be on fire.
Yep.
And we'll be watching the game afterwards too. So
yeah,
you
can
stick around and
their food is so good.
It is.
Just going to sit there. And, hey, Greg, Maptrition, that's a cheat day, bro. I'm just putting it out there right now. September 9th is a cheat day because ain't no way I'm leaving Sky River.
Think about that. Well, the BS show isn't here anymore.
That's too bad. That's too bad.
Chris Paul.
Relax, Kenny Smith.
Well, they're not. But here's the thing about the BS show not being here anymore. Does anyone even know they ever were here?
There's only one person that was a problem.
That's right.
I miss Nelson. I miss Nikki.
I do too. I never told the story.
Oh, is this tomorrow?
Well, no, because I don't know that everyone would want me to tell that story. So if I told it, I'd have to tell it today.
Well, you think they're they're not? All right.
Well, no, I mean tomorrow. Like tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow, like I don't want to put anyone in an uncomfortable spot tomorrow. So like I was called into a meeting, not after the ESPN show, but after the KSFM show. Mm. It was 7 o'clock. Stacy was still here and Aaron was still here. I don't even know that you know this. So Complex grabs me and says, hey, can we talk to you for a minute? Yeah, hold on. Now I'm packing stuff up. And he's like, hey, no, can we talk? And Casey's like, yeah, me too? And
he's like,
Complex goes, no. And Complex is like, whatever you think this is, it's not that. I was like, I don't know what the hell this is. You got my partner here. You're pulling me into a meeting. Stacy's here. Aaron's here. So I go into the office. Stacy's in the bathroom. It's like, all right, sit down. Bro, someone's going to have to tell me what is going on. Stacy comes walking in and she sits down and just looks at me. And I'm like, yo, somebody better say something. And Complex goes, well, it appears our old friend Bailey is a problem. And so the important footnote to this story is at the time, Bailey and I live 30 seconds from each other. Like I could show up at his house. He could show up at mine. Mm-hmm. So they played me a clip of some sort of podcast that he did. Mm-hmm. And she said, we wanted to make you aware of this before anyone else did. So they didn't cue it up properly. So I'm listening to this jackass talk. And I'm like, and I look dead at Aaron like, you know why this failed, right? This dude sucks. Like, he's awful. And he goes, I know. Like this, what it like? What is this? And then he launches into this thing where he talks about this guy he used to work with, and he's this half black and half white guy, and he's, you know what it is. I made a joke to his buddy one time. His buddy had just gotten married, and I made this joke that I make to everybody. Maybe it's just California people that don't think it's funny, but I made this joke about, hey, is this your first marriage? He says, yes. Don't worry, your second one's going to be better. And I told him in the time, dude, I'm not going to tell him I can't say that, what I said, but I was like, bro, that you're ridiculous. That's disrespectful to him and equally as important. You can laugh it off. That's disrespectful to his wife. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm just playing. And from that moment on, I was like, okay, I had been made aware of this dude's behavior in recent weeks. Mm-hmm. And it was at that point where I was like, F this dude, man. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't have to interact with each other. It's nothing. So he tells this story. Oh, everybody thinks it's funny. He didn't think it's funny. You know what it is? I think he's gay. I think he's in love with his co-host. That's what I think it is. He dresses, and this was the part that really... This was the part. Wild, this is bro. Shoot. This is the part that really pissed me off. He said I was like the best dressed guy at the flea market. That's what he said. He was like, he wears these cheap shoes, but he thinks they're high end, and he just looks ridiculous. And he goes on, and I'm listening to him, and I look at Stacy, and I'm like, is this it? And she goes, yeah. I was like, he doesn't say anything about like my family. He doesn't say anything that like this is it. Mm. Yeah, that's it. Okay, you can turn it off. Like, it's fine. It's not a problem. Like, if you hadn't played this for me, I would have never known it existed. And she goes, well, I just know how much she said the chatty house. I just know how much they ride with you guys. And if they had gotten wind of this.
Oh, they had no idea this guy.
It was like they didn't know this human being existed. They really didn't. That show was as bad as you thought it was. And she goes, just don't go over to his house and fight him, please. And like, it's funny, but like in 10 minutes later, I'm like, is that the vibe? Like, is that the vibe I get? Like, I'm just going to show up at somebody's house and fight him. Well, cause he called me gay. Like, I don't even find that offensive. Like, it's cool if that's what you think, but like, if you think, just ask.
Right.
But I just found that made me look in the mirror like I might have a temper problem. Like I give off I give off a perception like I'm gonna go fight people. Like I ain't been in a fight since like my junior year in high school. What am I gonna fight people for? So yeah,
that was when he told me. He said, it's nothing. It's
well,
nothing.
So yeah, so that was the other thing. They played part of this for me. KC is packing up, so I'm opening the door. I'm like, bro, don't. I'll call you the second I get to the car. This is as dumb as you could possibly imagine it being. I don't worry. It's nothing. I'll call you back. I'll call you in a minute. And, you know, Casey laughs it off and leaves. And then I'm in there talking to them like, guys, I'm not going to show up at his house and beat him up. Like, what are we doing here? This is a dude who walks around with a taser and demonstrates it for people.
This guy, man. Yeah, he wasn't my type of guy. That's all I'll say. He just wasn't.
Love Nikki though, man.
Yeah, man.
Love Nikki and love Nelson.
Love Nelson for sure.
Both of those extremely talented people, and hate that they were a casualty of him.
Mm. Yeah.
But we got a great crew here, man. Paul is doing a tremendous job. Paul Marshall back over at 98 Rock, and obviously our man Abe, the pocket watchet champion of the world.
Not the pocket watch.
Jesse.
Like I said, if you want to say Summer League, that's cool too. You know, he can be the Summer League champion. He's not the.
No, he Hulk Hogan that joint. He baited you right into it.
Absolutely.
You out here like Mr. Fuji talking about, I challenge you. Take on my Yokozuna.
If you cheered for Hulk Hogan back then, you can't hate it now.
The season was over.
And the
match was over.
WrestleMania was over.
I had already had the parade. You know what I mean? I had already had the speech at the parade. Like, it was done. Season over. It's over. He came in Summer
Hart,
League.
Bret Hart Tapia in there was like, hey, go get him. Go get him.
He just came in Summer League, played a little game. Me and Paul George and everybody went over to China, played a little game or something.
Yeah, I saw a video.
Like
Paul George is getting locked up, by the way. Did you see that, too?
I saw that.
You realize it was like 5 minutes after you beat Jesse. Like
the,
you didn't
the
have
parade
time to,
had already happened. What are you talking about?
You had a 5-minute parade?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, it's a accelerated, like in video games. You know what I mean? Like it's an accelerated time.
Yeah.
So the parade had already happened. I had the acceptance speech already. Like, it was done.
Now, everyone knows season the wrestling over. Rules. Damon never put up the end of the show graphic, so the show went on until
season over. This show isn't wrestling. Wow. This is like the NBA. Season over.
Sir, everything is wrestling.
Season over. I'm the champ. Hey, he's going to be a good expansion team next year. Him and the Kyle Madsens.
Well, the sad part about this, with Abe being the champion and all.
The Golden State Madsens.
Jesse and Abe, they're going to be at war forever like Hogan and Brett were. Like, Jesse's going to hate Abe forever because he thinks Abe stole his spotlight.
I can already feel the bitterness taking over my life.
Like Jesse wants the big match at SummerSlam, and Abe just might not give it to him. He might drop the title back to Kenny and head on back to 98 Rock.
I need to find the Goldberg that ends my career.
Oh, man. Well, there's Kyle Madsen.
The Golden State Madsens. Yeah, champ.
Golden State Madsen, much still better than the Valkyries.
Damn. I can't believe
they had it on the court. I was like, oh, God, they really went with Valkyries. Like, no one talked them out of this.
Is there still time?
Valkyries versus the Aces. Well, I'd imagine it'd cost multiples of millions of dollars to fix at this point.
It's okay,
but
they got it.
They do have it.
They got it.
Coming up next, it's the Valkyries versus the Las Vegas Aces. What?
Go Aces.
It's the Valkyries in the sky.
Go Sky. Those are my two teams. Definitely going for the Sky and the Aces.
How many teams? What are you, Ramsey? How many teams do you have?
In the WNBA.
Nine?
The Aces are my team. Uh-huh. The Aces are my team. This is what it is.
Yeah.
I like the Sky because I like my girl Angel. I like my girl Cardoso.
Mm-hmm.
And I like T-Spoon, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to see them succeed. They're like the Knicks. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say I'm a Sky fan.
The Aces are the Kings.
Yeah.
And the Sky are the Knicks.
I wouldn't say I'm a Sky fan. I just, you know, I like to see them do well.
The rule for sports fans should be like, you have a favorite team, but also maybe one you got love for.
Yeah, you got love. I don't have anybody like that in football, though. I don't have love for nobody.
It's the 49ers, and that's it.
That's it. Everybody else can go to hell.
Straight to hell?
Straight to hell.
Okay. Speaking of the 49ers, Brandon Ayuk still isn't signed. Kyle Shanahan said there's no update. Shocker. And all I'm concerned about at this point, because this was just a working theory on my part, all I'm concerned about at this point is Trent Williams. I thought Trent would be, I thought the idea is let's stay in shape, do what you do, let's get this Ayuk situation figured out, and then we'll work with the, you know, the best way to maximize your guaranteed dollars and all of that stuff. And you might have to abandon that if that's a plan, and I don't know that it is. I'm completely making this up, but in my head it makes sense. If that is something you're even, you just might just have to abandon it. Trent Williams, you need to get that situation dealt with.
Do you need him now though? Like, you
no,
need him for week one?
No, I want Trent Williams in there. What would they play Friday?
They play Friday.
I want Trent Williams. I want this situation to be dealt with so Trent Williams is in the facility Saturday or Sunday.
Okay.
And now you're starting the countdown to September 9th.
The question that I have with that, and I want the same thing. I don't know how much time a guy like Trent Williams needs. You know what I mean? Like, is he a type of guy that, you know, because he's as great as he is, he's been in the system as long as he is, can week one he step in there?
He doesn't need to learn the playbook. But this is also the same guy, correct me if I'm wrong, who the 49ers had things locked up last year. He was like, no, I want to play. I don't want to go that long without getting hit. Wasn't that Trent Williams?
I think
like, I would. Does he need the reps? No. Does he need to learn the playbook? Like, no. Does he need to get hit? Does he need to move? Does he need to cut? Does he need to do all of those things that come with a football player? I don't know. In my opinion, I would like that. Especially from a guy who's like, yeah, you kind of need that.
Yeah.
Well, if you needed it for a couple, you know, 2 weeks headed into the playoffs, God, you're going to need it coming out of the offseason, aren't you? Even if it's your own guys. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just lining up with your own guys and running through a variety of different schemes with, you know, Brandon Allen or whoever and, you know, three other linemen. Like, I'm just as long as he has the ability to do that and get that feel for getting hit the way he wants to.
I'm gonna ask you a question about Brandon Ayuk, and it'll shift into a question, I guess, about Trent Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Talking yesterday during the handoff, our guy Kyle Mattson of the Insiders.
I like him.
Hey, good guy. Mm-hmm. Good guy. He mentioned how he kind of turned on Brandon Ayuk, and now he's looking at this situation as a Brandon Ayuk issue. Like, he's like, yo, Brandon's just, in his words, he can defend himself, he's not far away, but he's in his words, Brandon's just being a jerk at this point. Because some of the reports are that the Niners have gone up on their offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've made concessions and all this other stuff, and Brandon Ayuk is still saying no deal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you kind of feel the same way about Brandon Ayuk? And we'll extend that further. Do you feel that way about Trent Williams now? That, like, yo, you're being a little ridiculous at this point? Or is it just like players no matter what?
No, it's not players no matter what. With the Ayuk situation, I always try to look at this from the perspective of his representative. Mm-hmm. The money's not there for you unless you want to go to New England. Because if the Steeler report is accurate, mm-hmm. and the dollar figure is roughly the same as San Francisco, what is San Francisco's motivation to move up that dollar figure just because your worth has now been established mm-hmm. through multiple teams? You have an outlier. Right now, that's New England. New England's the outlier. You have a $32 million outlier. If you want it, you can have it. We've made that clear. You said no. That's where the problem starts to come into play for me. If I'm representing him, so clearly, it's not all about the money. You're not chasing the most dollars you could possibly get, because if you were, you would have okayed this move to New England. You would have been in Foxborough now with, I guess, Jacoby Brissett. You know that's a bad idea. You know that waiting around for Drake May is a bad idea. You know that your best option is to be here with San Francisco. And now you really like Pittsburgh. You can convince Pittsburgh loves you. Mike Tomlin, all this different stuff. All right. Well, the money appears to be exactly the same. So what is San Francisco's motivation to go up? If the dollar figure is in that, now they weren't exactly clear what the offer from Pittsburgh was. Mm-hmm. I think I saw something that said it may have been like a bit south of 28, but that could be 27.9. Mm-hmm. That could be 27.5 or 1, or that could be anything. So I don't know what that is, but if just hypothetically, say the number's 28, and then you go back to San Francisco, what's San Francisco's motivation for going, oh, Pittsburgh's offering you 28. Okay, we'll offer you 30.
Right. You're going to get at best.
I understand what Brandon Ayuk is trying to do. I understand. But in a fight, someone wins and someone loses. Mm-hmm. And if you lose a fight where you come out with, and this is another component that just does not get talked about, is the guaranteed money, which feels far more important to me than the phony average annual value. But if you come out $80 million richer, that's a hell of a loss to take.
Right.
You're good.
Right.
You're also a top, maybe you're not top five, top seven wide receiver. Mm-hmm. In an offense that spreads the ball around unlike any other in the league and has one of the most dynamic players in the entire NFL mm-hmm. in the backfield. Mm-hmm. And I think in sales, they talk about setting reasonable expectations. Mm-hmm. I feel like maybe Brandon Ayuk's expectations were a little unreasonable. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear everything you're saying, man. And it's one of those things where I think with Brandon Ayuk, and I think it's safe to say with Trent Williams in this situation, the most important thing for them is not winning. It's not winning. Like, it can't be, because if that was the most important thing, you'd be doing everything you need to do right now to win.
Yeah.
And people say all the time, it's a business and all this other stuff. I'm with the players. Players get as much as you can. I'm not disagreeing with any of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my whole stance has been kind of the same the whole time. Like, I'm not saying any of them are wrong for what they're trying to do, but you have to be able to accept what comes with that, with those stance that you take. And Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, if me or anybody else wants to say, you're not, like, winning ain't the most important thing to you. You got to wear that, because it's not. Like, it's not. It is your money first, and then you want to win. Once again, there's nothing wrong with that. But don't get offended when somebody says you about the money before you're about winning, because that's everything that they're showing right now. And, you know, we're at that time, in my opinion, where it's like, all right, well, like, these holdouts have gone on long enough. What are you trying to do now? Because now you're kind of potentially affecting the ability to win, potentially, because they could both go up into the last day of the training camp.
Mm-hmm.
They could both go into the season, mm-hmm. get signed, and the Niners win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying it's an ultimate fact that you're affecting winning, but it's a potential now that you're affecting winning. And, like, if you're okay with that, you're okay with that. But I'm just saying we can't. You got to be able to wear all that going into this situation. And I think, to be honest with you, I feel like both of them, without knowing, I'll admit, I don't know every detail of what's going on, but from what I could see, both of them are kind of, I think they're doing a little too much right now. If your concern is winning. If your concern is getting money, they're doing just right. But if your concern is winning, I think they're starting to affect that potentially.
I see TC on the line. TC, hang on 1 second, because I know you want to fire everyone involved, and I want to make sure you have time to cook. So we'll come back. We'll take your phone calls, 916-909-1320. We mentioned them at the start of the show, but as has been the case for the last 2 years. And happy second birthday to Sky River Casino. Yeah. They've been celebrating all month long, and no better way to celebrate anything than headed over to the Humidor for the finest cigars and the finest whiskey. And the great thing, the Humidor has almost ruined my experience with cigars, because you go in there and you talk to the guy, you tell him, you know, what type of smoke you like, you tell him how strong you like the cigars to be, what flavors you like, and all of that, and he sets you up. I got these cigars at home. I was like, this isn't what I had at Sky River. It can ruin the whole experience, man. It is a top-notch presentation there at the Humidor over at Sky River Casino, where we will be on September 9th, 32 Brew Street, our next live show. We hope you make your plans to join us. And don't go anywhere. We'll talk more on the 49ers, and we'll get into the NBA as well when dealing with Casey Return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Damn, Leezy just ruined my day. He said, D-Lo, did you get those Kobe shoes? I thought those came out the 24th.
Which one? They might have been a shock drop.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get those. I turned those alerts off. I know better.
Yeah, there hasn't really been some shoes. I mean, the Kobe's. Like, I like all the Kobe's, but yeah, it hadn't really been popping like that in the shoe game this summer. The last ones I really wanted, I ended up getting, were the Deons that came out. Did you watch Deion's show on Prime?
I didn't, no.
Yeah, I've been watching it. I got an episode or two left to go. Who knows what's going to happen there. But yeah, I like Colorado. That's another one of my teams. I don't know how good they're going to be, but I saw another one of my teams that I support. I'm a Michigan fan, but I support Colorado. I want to see them do well. I want to see my boy Shador do well. He was left off the preseason All-American list. I don't like that, dog. Yeah. But yeah, I was watching the show last night.
Well, at least Colorado doesn't cheat the way Michigan does. At least their coach wasn't suspended for half the season. Does Deion see color or no?
I think Deion.
Oh, yeah. It's bizarre for someone to say, I don't see color, right?
That's wild. Hey, man. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
National champions. That's what it comes down to in that situation. Jim Harbaugh's a national champion.
Oh, just because they stopped taking him away. Shout out to the Chatty House. Brought to you by Matthew's Mattress. Labor Day sale going on. Also, shout out to members of the Chatty House like Bryce, who texts me. Are there instructions for tomorrow? Bryce, do you not know what I'm doing right now? Like, no clue.
Is Bryce still, is he asking if there's a dress code?
He stopped asking in the chat. Now he's just texting me. Are there instructions for tomorrow? Bryce, show up!
Yeah, Bryce, look it, here,
stop
buddy.
Making this harder than it has to be, and don't text me while the show is going on, because I promise you I won't respond.
There is no dress code. Show up. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Just, like, what do you think?
Yes.
Well, you got to go through TSA, Bryce. It's going to be tough. You know, like, Kimberly, that system we put out
when
there
is brutal.
When you
get here, someone will ask you for your name. Tell them your name. You'll get inside,
walk
find
in
a
and
seat.
Sit down. Grab some chicken.
Yes, there's going to be Kiki's.
Oh, man, got to love Bryce, man. Bryce, funny dude.
Yeah.
Love Bryce.
Yeah, well, all right. Never mind. I just know I love you. If you're texting during the show, no matter what walk of life you're in, it's really difficult to respond. It doesn't mean I don't want to see you or go to dinner. It means I'm trying to survive in a summer without content while my partner is off at a fundraiser. That's all.
Shout out to all those teachers, too, by the way. You know, Propel Project.
Yeah, it looked like, man, but you guys really showed up for that fundraiser, man. We really do appreciate it. Let's get all of the good feelings are over. TC's going to fire at least four people on this call. 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
Hey, what's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing, dog?
Hey, man, I'm vibing. Hold on. I don't even know if y'all can hear
me. No, we can
hear
you.
It's good, D-Lo. Hey, I didn't mean to cut you off. No. Hey, I need to get the address for tomorrow. I'm not even going to talk about Shanahan, but we all going to sit down and have that conversation tomorrow, though, when we got some time. What's the address again, man? I need that.
I don't think you're getting that over the air.
Well, there's no reason you can't give it out over the air. It's not.
Well.
Well,
they'll pull up.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the problem is there. So it's a fair question. I have no. Oh, I have TC's phone number. I'll just text it to TC. Yeah. The problem is go to the website. Don't search like Odyssey or ESPN or KSFM, because I don't think it brings you here. I think it takes you to the Madison building.
Oh,
I think that's what happened to Pilo.
Oh, man. We had to change.
I think Pilo went to the old building on Madison.
Old building on Madison, still empty, but there's cars that park there for some reason.
Oh, yeah, there are. Well, no, actually, if you pull up KSFM, you can show up at the building that I worked at 20 years ago on Howe Avenue. Or you can show up at 1140. So those are your options. Like, so don't do that.
Come on, man.
I was told there was a party here.
Ain't no way.
So, okay, I just looked. If you search ESPN 1320, it comes up.
Well, okay.
In the maps.
Fine. We need to get the other one taken care of.
It'll take you, and that is a sketchy neighborhood to drive down.
Come on.
You do not want to drive down that neighborhood at all.
Yeah, we can't be having that.
All right, TC, I just sent it to you. Here, Bryce, I'll send it to you just so you get a response too, Bryce.
I'm surprised TC didn't want to fire anybody, didn't want to be upset with Kyle
TC
Shanahan
made a good
and
move.
John Lynch. Well, he said we're going to talk about it. That's what he said. He said we're going to talk about it.
Well, we'll just bring TC up on stage and let him go for an hour. He'll fire at least 14 people if we just let him go.
All Niners people.
For sure. Anyone associated with Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah.
He might fire Kyle Madsen just because his name's Kyle.
That sounds about right.
I won't allow it, just for the record. Don't worry, I got you. But he's going after guys named Kyle.
The question that I asked you about Brandon Ayuk, do you think Trent Williams falls in that category?
That he's being selfish?
That he's prioritizing, I want to say selfish. He's prioritizing his money over winning.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's what franchises do.
Nobody said
anything
wrong with it. But
no, I don't think
that's
what
he's doing.
You don't
think that's what he's doing?
I think Trent, what he's doing is right. He should do it. Get that guaranteed money and all that. I think Brandon Ayuk is doing the most at this point, though.
But part of my opinion on that is jaded, because I think Trent knows he's good. That's I feel like the conversation was as simple as just do for my client what you did for Christian McCaffrey and we're good. But I don't know how
that's also
works.
Yeah, like, that's also like a, I don't know. I'm with you. I don't necessarily know how that works, but I think that's a different price tag as well, though.
If he's one of the greatest
like,
to do it.
If you can give, if you can give Christian McCaffrey $5 more million, and you're like, yeah, we'll do that because we want him here. And Trent's like, well, you know, give me a raise too. And it's $20 more million. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying like if I don't know if it's necessarily that simple. If he and Christian McCaffrey didn't just get a contract from the 49ers. Trent Williams did.
If he's one of the greatest, like we say, like at his position, all that's kind of just what comes with it. Though you kind of have to do this now.
And once again, that's fine. You're hurting the team. That if that's what you want to do,
or the team is hurting themselves.
Okay, well, the players, they can look at it however they want to make themselves feel better. But the reality is, and this is professional sports, which is cool. Like it's not kumbaya all the time. It's cool. But the reality is you're in a contract and you're deciding not to show up. So you're prioritizing your dollar figures over the team. That is your prerogative. I'm not even telling you you're wrong, but you got to wear it. Like I said, I'm not big into, oh, let's turn this around and make it the team is doing something wrong. No, you're in a contract.
Okay, all right, Jerry. So let's walk through this for a second.
And I think he just signed a contract.
But let's walk through that for a second. I have never asked anyone a question about like an NFL negotiation or how it goes. Mm-hmm. But in these scenarios where you have like non-guaranteed years, mm-hmm. right, where the money isn't guaranteed, is the conversation in the negotiation, look, you know the way that this cap lays out. We could pay you $45 million mm-hmm. over the next two seasons for sure. After that second one, we'll put the 21 in there, whatever. We'll put the salary in there, the $21 million. It's not going to be guaranteed because we can't guarantee it right now. Mm-hmm. Let's get through these 2 years, and then we'll fix this once we get things. Once we get Jimmy Garoppolo the hell off of this team. Once we figure out what we're doing with Eric. Once we figure out all these different things, then we can address that. But we can't address it now. And now you're here, and Trent's like, okay, let's address it. I don't know. I'm not trying to frame it as that's how this went, but this non-guaranteed year didn't sneak up on anybody. Like everyone knew. So that's where I just feel like.
But what's the non-guaranteed year?
Isn't it this year?
I'm under the belief, Kyle may know a little bit. Maybe Kyle could help us. I'm under the belief he's like signed. I think there's an out right now. And it doesn't seem like the Niners were going to take the out. And he was signed for another 2 years after this.
Is he in there? He's in there. Can you help for a second?
He's looking it up right now.
Okay,
because I got the contract set, but I don't know. Obviously,
what's the you have the number?
Yeah. So come on, pull it up. Okay. So the potential out was 2024. That's where we're at. There would have been 3 years remaining, $60 million. It would have been a $29 million dead cap.
Kyle says he has no guaranteed money left as of right now.
So and this goes back to the Christian McCaffrey thing that was like they just in Kyle can give me the thumbs up or thumbs down on this. Essentially what you can do, and this is money he's probably going to earn. You're just guaranteeing it. Mm-hmm. It's like this is your money no matter what. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like this year is, but the 49ers have to take that step.
And my guess, I'm not sure. My guess is the 49ers may be looking at this. Once again, they may not have even gotten to it yet because they're trying to deal with Brandon Ayuk.
Sure.
But the potential out is this year. The cap hit, if they release them right now, if I'm reading this right, they release them this year, the cap hit is $10 million. From everything that we know, they weren't going to release them this year. The cap hit on the next 2 years is $34 million and $37 million. They're probably not going to release you, right? Is that safe to say?
Sure.
$34 million, just release you, and then pay you $34 million, or the team is strapped for $34 million.
Right.
So they may be saying, all right, yeah, I know it's not guaranteed. I can't say that we're not going to release you, but it's highly unlikely that we're going to release you and have to pay 30 or be on the hook on our cap for $34 million.
Does his money get affected if he gets hurt though, or anything like that?
That's the same thing I was wondering. Go to the Publis, like I don't know how it works when you don't have guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. I'm not sure. But I don't know. I mean, does that? I could understand his, like, just make it guaranteed. And they may be like, we're not going to cut you.
It also might be, okay, if that's great, then guarantee the next 2 years and we're off and running and I'm retiring a 49er. It could be. I have no idea. I do not understand football contracts.
Yeah, and I don't know. And my thought would be, like, my thought personally, that makes sense. Like, if you're not going to cut him and, you know, you're not going to take the cap.
You want him here. He's not going to. Just
guarantee it. My thought would be that makes perfect sense. The other side would be like, well, how does guaranteeing affect the books? I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't either, because I don't understand the books, because I don't understand the NFL or its money.
He's set to make $20 million in this year. 22 next year, and 26, or excuse me, and in 2026, he's making $32 million.
Think about all those players the Rams signed a few years back going into that Super Bowl. They had room for all of it. And we all knew it had an expiration date. Mm. But in the moment, they had room for all of it. How did they make that work? Mm. Right? Because it's not as simple. It's not just, oh, they signed. It was like, no, all right, we're going to sign you, and it's going to be a 3-year contract, but you know, and I know, we're out of here next year, pal. Mm-hmm. And it's such a manipulation of numbers that, oh, we're going to move this and make it a roster bonus. Right. We're going to move this and make it I don't think you can make it a workout bonus. I don't think that's legal, but you can move the same money around and call it something else. Mm-hmm. This does not feel legal. I feel like if I did this, I'd be arrested. But this is just the business of the NFL.
That's just how just things get done.
But that's the Trent Williams situation, not the Brandon Ayuk situation.
Mm-hmm. And to securing the Bagley and the Matthews Chatty House, you guys always talk about me. KC siding with Billionaires.
That's what he does.
That's where securing the Bagley and others have it wrong. I'm not siding with anybody. I'm just telling you.
What it sounds like.
I'm just telling you.
With your buddies who you get like the Billionaires magazine from, you and 50 Cent and Jay-Z.
I'm just telling you, you have to wear what you're doing. The first priority is your money. That is the first priority. So when somebody says you prioritize money over winning, Trent Williams, Brandon, they can't get upset about it. Yeah, that's right. I'm not telling them they're wrong. I'm not siding with anybody. But don't get offended. If I come on these airwaves and I say, those guys care more about their money than they do about winning, I think they've shown by their actions that's accurate. That doesn't mean they don't care about winning. That's not what that means. It means if you put a hierarchy up, the money comes first. And it's professional sports. I don't think they're far from not alone when it comes to that. That's all I'm saying.
Do you think they're wrong, like doing it that way?
No, I don't think they're wrong. Absolutely not. I mean, number one, I say that because how can I tell them they're right or wrong with what they want to do with their life and their careers? I can't tell. I'm not going to tell them they're right or wrong. I'm just telling them, like, well, okay, I know where your priorities lie in this one, on your hierarchy. Not wrong for it. I bet you if you told Brandon Ayuk that or Trent Williams that, they may get offended when I say you care more about money than you do about winning. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing to be offended by. Like that's what has been shown.
But it also could be like I care more about my security than this team who has mismanaged some things along the way. Or I care more like I'm doing what every sports franchise in existence has ever done. Mm-hmm. I just have the control here. So I'm exercising it.
That's fine.
That's all it is.
Like I said, they can twist it up however they want to, but...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.